Yeah, the thing about it is, if you're full, if you've been in and you've had a nice dinner, in fact, if you go, leave here this afternoon and you go somewhere and go home or stop at a restaurant or whatever and have a nice dinner, and then you say, well, I'm going to, if you're spending the night or something or going home, and you go home and say, well, now I'm going to open God's Word and I'm going to read it, chances are what's going to happen to about 99% of us? You're going to go to sleep. Is that right?
Yes.
This old body is full. It feels good. It's satisfied. It wants to be a lazy beast, and it wants to go to sleep. And that's the way the body's made. You know, that's just the way it is. So, I mean, your body, you'll have to beat your body to bring it in subjection to you. And if you don't get in God's Word and learn the Word, then the flesh will easily overcome you. I mean, it's so easy to be overcome by the flesh. But if, like Jim said, and this gentleman here too, when you stand in faith and you get in there and begin to fast and pray and seek God, you'll see that He will give you revelation and understanding from the Word of God like you've never gotten before. Now, if you've never heard God's authoritative or audible voice, if you will seek Him through prayer and fasting, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that He'll talk to you. I've had people that I've told this to, I mean, that didn't ask Him to help them on a fast, and they couldn't fast a day. You know, not a day. You know, they'd just cave in before a day was over. But if you ask Him to help you and take the hunger pains away, like Cheryl and I, whenever we went up to the north and I prayed over a little boy with a... MD. And I couldn't get the boy healed. And on the way home, Cheryl knew I had a heavy heart. And she said, honey, what's wrong? And we hadn't been married long. I told her, I said, I'm so ashamed of myself that I've not paid enough price to get that boy with MD healed. I said, he had the faith. He'd repented of every sin. But I wasn't there where I need to be. She said, what do you need to do to get there? I said, I need to spend more time praying and fasting. Well, she said, how much time do you need to spend? I said, well, the ultimate would be the same thing Jesus did, 40 days and nights. And she said, well, let's do it. And I said, have you ever fasted? No. I said, so you want to go on a 40-day fast? That had to be her spirit talking, because it sure wasn't her head. I'll say that. You know, I mean, she had to be in the spirit. If I ever saw my wife in the spirit, she had to be in the spirit to make a statement like that. So I said, okay. We'll ask the Lord, we come home and ask the Lord to help us and to take away our hunger pains, and we started. And we fasted and prayed for 18 and a half days. Now, at the end of the 18 and a half days, Cheryl was so weak she couldn't even hardly walk. Now, we were going to have to go out of town in 3 days and preach. And so I came out here. We were living in Colleyville at the time. And so I drove the car out here. And on the way out here that day, I was very weak, but I'm okay. I got out here and stopped in front of the ministry center and got out and started to close the door, and the whole world disappeared. You know, I mean, I thought, wow. I mean, I could hear, but I couldn't see anything. And I said, Lord, I said, what's wrong with me? And I stopped for about maybe a half a minute or a minute, whatever it was, and all of a sudden everything came back. I don't know. Have you ever been laying down or something and jump up right quick and all of a sudden you can't see anything? Almost everybody's done that. I guess that's kind of me, you know, when I'd been sitting down and I got out of the car kind of quick. And when I stood up, well, the whole world disappeared. But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sure glad that didn't happen driving down the road 60 miles an hour. You know, 30 seconds is a long time at 60 miles an hour. You know, I mean, you could have got killed or killed somebody else. So on the way home that day, I mean, I'm talking, praying, talking to the Lord and everything and thanking Him for being on this fast and what He's going to do and all this stuff. And He spoke to me just as clearly. He said, son, you're trying to go above your master. I told you in, I think it's Luke 1:40, I think it's where the scripture that he quoted to me. He says, I told you no one could be above their master, and you're trying to exceed what your master did in Luke 1:40. He said, and nobody can do that. So he said, today your fast is over. And so I think that's what he says in Luke 1:40. And he entered into the house. No, that's not it. Luke, I don't remember where that's at, 440 or what. Anyway, I forget where it was. But anyway, it tells me that I can't go above my master Jesus. I cannot go. And he told me I was trying to work and pray and fast, and it wasn't going to work. And he said, your fast is over today. So I said, okay, Lord. So I get home and tell Cheryl. I said, today our fast is over, so we might as well have something to eat. She said, no. We ain't stopping. How many of you know it's impossible to tell a woman something when she's made up her mind? See? So I didn't argue with her. I said, okay. So I didn't say nothing, and I went to bed that night, or we went to bed that night, and about 1 o'clock, I didn't hear her snoring or sleeping or snoozing. I thought, well, she's awful quiet, but I thought, well, I'll just get up and go make me a cup of tea or something. And so I started over to the edge of the bed, and when I sat up on the bed, she says, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go make me a cup of tea, and I'm going to put honey in it. She said, you know, that'll break the fast. I said, the Lord told me today the fast was over. So I said, I'm going to obey the king. She said, well, okay, if you're going to do that, then I'll get up and make us a bowl of soup. So she got up and made us a bowl of soup, and we had a bowl of soup, and we went back to bed. And 3 days later, I was perfectly normal. In one day, I was full strength. But 3 days later, when we went out of town, Cheryl couldn't even pull her rolling suitcase. She could barely carry herself. So if we had went 3 more days, I might have lost her. You know, if we'd went 21 days, I might have lost her. So God knew that. And so he wasn't going to do that. And that's kind of like the day that that night whenever I was staying home studying and Cheryl had been out getting her singing and getting her equipment ready to go to California. And about 1 o'clock or 1, whatever it was, 1:15, I forget now. For a while, I knew the exact time. 1:54 a.m. in the morning, she was coming home, and I went to bed about 1 o'clock, and I went laying on my back, sound asleep. And all of a sudden, I heard, this is the only time ever in my life I've heard God speak my name. Every time else he talks to me, he says, son. But this time he said, Thurman. When he said, Thurman, I mean, I turned like this and looked, and I said, yes, Lord. And he immediately showed me a vision of Cheryl driving her car down 26. And she come into a car wash. And she pulled into the car wash. And she pulled in and had put the car in there and got out, took the wand, started to wash the car. And these men attacked her. And the vision was gone. And so I reached over and grabbed my telephone and pushed it. And that's when it said 1:54 a.m. And I pushed her button. And her phone rang, and she answered it on the very first ring. And I said, honey, where are you? She said, I'm on 26. I'm on the way home, but I'm fixed to stop at the car wash and get my car washed. I said, no, you ain't stopping there tonight. She said, what happened? I said, the Lord just showed me a vision where that some men grabbed you and beat you up there at the car wash. So I said, you just come straight on home. She said, I was going to stop and get gas, but I ain't even going to get gas. She said, I'm coming home. So she come home, we lay there and praise and worship the king. Now then, what'll our God do? I mean, he'll help you. He'll love you. If you'll fast and pray and spend time with him and put him first, he won't let nothing hurt you. He won't let nothing happen to you. But all you need to do is spend more time praying and fasting. You know, I mean, it's amazing. Paul fasted often, the scripture says. But, you know, I was raised up in a church that never taught fasting. Well, I mean, we've taught feasting quite often, you know. I really thought that they left the E out when it says fast. You know, I thought, what? That's just misspelled. That doesn't mean fast. It means feast. Because if you don't believe it, if you're a Baptist or a Catholic or a Methodist or anything else, then you have a dinner and you tell people to bring your favorite finger foods, and just bring enough for your family. I mean, I have never been to one of those when there wasn't enough food left to feed 2 more armies. You know, I mean, the women bring the food. They know how to bring groceries, and we know how to overeat. We know how to indulge greatly with these bodies, you know. We really do. But if you want to walk in divine health, you need to learn to control your body. You know, you need to learn to keep it at a reasonable size. Because all the excess weight that you put on your body, you cause extra blood vessels and everything else in your body. And your heart has to work extremely hard. And so the greater amount of weight you put on your body, the greater amount of time that your heart has to work, and the shorter, chances are, will be your life. I think about a few years ago about when I first started in the ministry. The Lord sent me out to teach people His Word, how to go to people's homes. Like I told you, I went over to the Goss's home here years ago with their daughters and taught them the Word of God and prayed over them. But I did that with many, 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 many hundreds of people. And that's where I really began to learn the Word of God, reading and studying. But I didn't do much fasting and praying. I didn't see a lot of results. I saw some. I saw God heal some people. But when it came to miracles, for the first, I guess, 6 or 8 years, at least 6 or 8 years, I never saw a miracle. A miracle is when somebody's instantly healed right in your presence. Whoa, wow. I never saw that. I just saw healings. They all took place over a period of time. You know, some of them, 2 or 3 days. Even like Philip up there, the boy running the camera. You know, when I went over to Phil's and Mother and Dad's house 13, 14 years ago now, when he was 11, he's 24 now, so 13, 14 years ago, when I prayed for Philip that night, Philip's body was covered with warts, and he had a lot of scars where they'd burned them off of him. Well, when I promised them, guaranteed them, that God's Word would work, that since everybody had repented of sins and not built their faith, that the Lord would take off all of Philip's warts and scars. Well, it began to happen almost immediately, but I didn't see anything happen that afternoon. But the next morning, his mother could see some of the warts on his fingers were already completely gone. But now, over the next 3 weeks, the Lord took all of Phil's warts off of his body. And then the next week, now that, I'll never forget that third Sunday morning when I went to church, when I walked in there, Phil's mother was the first charismatic mother I'd ever seen in a Baptist church. I mean, she was on fire. She was dancing. She was waving her hands in the air. You don't see many Baptist women do that. But this one was on fire. Her baby, her son, her baby son, Philip, had been delivered from all these warts he'd had since he was 3. And he was 11. And she said, I've heard of things like this, but I ain't never seen nothing like this.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.